we continue in worship, we have the opportunity to come to the Lord through the Holy Scriptures as we have come already through song and hymn. This morning I'll be reading from the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 11. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to deal with sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, but it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you who are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him, but if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we love you and thank you for this time of worship. We thank you for your word for us for today. We thank you for bringing us each here to this place, to know that we're not alone on the journey, to surround ourselves with people of the faith who encourage us, who walk with us, who guide us, who support us, who love us. So God, speak through me and in spite of me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. So last week was Pentecost Sunday. We still have banners up representing Pentecost from the book of Acts when the Holy Spirit came and shook the foundations of the disciples and moved them forward as the church of Jesus Christ. And we have a call to live as people filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I thought, like, what does that mean? What does that mean for us as we continue on for that week of the Holy Spirit coming? But how does that guide us in weeks to go, weeks to come? And so we're going to look at some of other scriptures in which the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the letters of Paul. Specifically Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, and Galatians. So we're starting here with Romans, and we just read the 8th chapter of Romans. And up until this point in the book of Romans, the Spirit was only mentioned twice. But from chapter 8 till the end of the book, the Holy Spirit is mentioned over 20 times. And in fact, the chapter that I'm reading this morning from chapter 8 is actually subtitled Life in the Spirit. You know, we live in a world which from the beginning of time has been made up of people who have fallen short of living in the ways of God. We live in a world that can sometimes feel or is made up of people who can be harsh and hurtful, creating oppression and injustice in the lives of others. When we live by the flesh, we can often put our needs before others. We can be self-centered, self-gratifying. We allow fear above assurance. We create extra worry and frustration and anger and discontentment, and sometimes we eventually move to death. Sometimes in our humanness and flesh, we in the church, can be part of the problem instead of the solution. We say and we do things without thinking of the consequences of our actions. Or sometimes when we don't say something or do something, we allow the damage to be strengthened. We have a call as the church to know that God has set us free from sin and of death to be people who set our minds on greater things. Things not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Things bigger than the flesh. Things bigger than what we can do on our own, but can only be accomplished through Christ. The scripture says, "There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death." This line of being free from the law of sin and death is in our communion liturgy. That God desires freedom for us. We experience it through the new life and the forgiveness that we find in Christ. We find it from freeing ourselves from the bondage of this world. Put God's interests above our own interests. You see, the Spirit gives us an assurance that we, you and I, are children of God and not fearful slaves. We are more than the flesh. The Holy Spirit has enriched us, has made us right with God. The Word of God gives us direction. The Spirit of God gives us the strength and this wisdom to love like God in the midst of division and polarization and hate. And when we love like God, when we allow the Spirit to work in our lives, to move from Pentecost onward, we come closer and closer to knowing God's perfect love, which casts out all fear. You see, when we live as people of the Spirit, we get closer and closer to what the world would look like for thy kingdom, for thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. As earth, on earth as it is in heaven. So John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, was a follower of Christ for many years. He finished his studies. He had long ago learned history and philosophy in many languages. He had been ordained as a priest. At the age of 35, he came into contact with missionaries in London. It was during a service that he discovered his heart being strangely warmed. The message of God's love had penetrated his mind, and the Holy Spirit had affected his heart in such a way that changed his life. And that personal experience, that experience of feeling the Spirit in that way, shaped the remaining two-thirds of his years on earth and the way in which he lived his life, and he did all he could to change the world. And he said, "The world is my parish." And he moved outside of the church, and he preached on hills and in fields. You see, when we're led by the Spirit of God, we know that we are His children and heirs of the kingdom, and the Spirit gives us an assurance that God died for me and for you and adopted us into the family of God, as children of God. And God continues to work in our life and calls us to greater things, Spirit things. We just got back from annual conference yesterday, and each morning we started our time with a little devotion. And Ray Altman, who's going to be leading church vitality and new church start type things, in his opening devotion said, "We aren't people who are just to think about Christ's love or just to feel Christ's love, but we are called to indeed share Christ's love with others." He said we're not called to be a think-ment or a feel-ment, but we're called to be a movement of Christ's love. To go, to move, to be. And we're a movement when how we act towards others and the world reflects Christ's work in our lives. We are called to be a movement of greater things in and through the Spirit of God, working to end violence, racism, and hate across the world. We're called to be a movement of God as we work together and better together. We realize our need for each other. We're called to be a movement of God as we acknowledge that all are made in the image of God and are called to be cared for as such. Christ is with us and he's encouraging us and telling us that we matter and helping us to confront every obstacle. And the best way to do that is when we walk with Christ and when we join hands with one another and we have the courage to change, and to stand up for peace and justice for all and treat each one with dignity, love, and respect. You might be sitting there thinking like, JJ. These are great thoughts. Maybe you've said these before. Maybe we've heard these before. These are nice ideas, but look around the world. And friends, we can't do it alone. I think that's the biggest thing to know and acknowledge. We can't do it alone. But through these words were used at conference, clarity, connection, and collaboration, through the actions that we take, the time we give, the money we spend, I think we will see God accomplish it. The work that he has begun in us, God will see come to fruition. In verse 11, it says, if the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, then God will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, God will give to your mortal bodies, us today, by the same Spirit living in you. Wow. That's big. May we live in that Spirit that raised Jesus, that same Spirit lives in us. May we live into that freedom that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ. That we don't need to wait for eternity to experience life and peace. But the Spirit is at work today giving us life and peace. May we love as we've been loved. May we allow God to transform our life and the lives of those that we touch. Today the church must stand in hope that all people all over the world, regardless of gender and ability and class and race and nationality or belief, will have what they need to live and be treated with love and respect. The church must stand in hope and work together with kindness for the life and the peace of every person. And as we do that, and as we leave this place and do that in the world, I think that's how people will know that we're different. That we live not according to the flesh, but that we live according to the Spirit that is alive in us today. Let us pray. God, we do indeed love you and thank you for your Spirit. As it came upon us at Pentecost, Lord, may it continue to bubble in us and work in us and influence our daily life, both individually and together. And may together we work to transform this world into the place that you desire it to be, a place of peace and life for all people. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.